Tomorrow's World Magazine, July-August 2025 issue. Newswatch. Mark 13, verse 37. And what I say to you, I say to all. Watch. Item number 1 of 5. Around the world, we see one global catastrophe or crisis upon another. While the world has always experienced wars, natural disasters, and a certain amount of political chaos, something is notably different today, and analysts and authors are taking note. Early this year, an article in The Guardian began, quote, 2 months into 2025, the sense of dread is palpable. Once in a century, disasters are happening more like once a month, all amid devastating wars and on the heels of a pandemic, end quote. March 6, 2025. There is even a new term to describe this, quote-unquote, era of calamity, polycrisis. Referring to, quote, the idea that not only are we facing one disaster after another, but those messes are all linked, making things even worse, end quote. A Columbia University history professor observed, quote, the shocks are disparate, but they interact so that the whole is even more overwhelming than the sum of the parts, end quote. However, some historians say that what we are witnessing is nothing more than, quote, just history happening, end quote, or that this is nothing new. In contrast, political scientist Thomas Homer Dixon believes that so many events are happening at such a pace that many cannot intellectually process all of it. Quote, if you're not really scared by what's going on in the world, Homer Dixon states, you're brain dead, end quote. We should not be shocked by the climactic events unfolding around the globe. The Bible tells of a coming time of global trauma that will be unprecedented in its scale and impact. Eventually, Jesus Christ warned, humanity will experience great tribulation such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. Matthew 24, verse 21. Immediately before this time, multiple crises will be unleashed that together will bring devastation to a quarter of the globe. Revelation 6, verses 1 through 8. While we have not yet entered the fullness of those days, we should not be surprised as world affairs begin to align with the inspired prophecies of God's Word. Item number 2 of 5. Europe preparing citizens for war. In newly released guidelines, the EU Commission has advised citizens to begin amassing food and water to last for at least 3 days. That's according to CNN, published March 26, 2025. The 18-page document aims to help EU citizens shift their mindset to one of resilience and preparedness and cites the war in Ukraine, the 2020 pandemic, and supply chain shortages as examples of large-scale crises. While the publication and related pronouncements talk of general disaster readiness, quote-unquote, leaders' actions show a very particular focus. Europe should be ready for war. Norway is reopening hidden underground military bases, according to the BBC, March 30, 2025. Finland is preparing to exit the 1997 Ottawa Convention that prevents the use of landmines, spurred by growing concerns with Russia. In March, Poland and 3 other Baltic nations also announced their intention to leave the treaty. Politico, April 1, 2025. And France is planning to publish a document to guide the French public in preparing for, quote, armed conflict, nuclear threats, and natural disasters, end quote. Published by NBC, March 20, 2025. Although the world is rapidly changing, people in many nations go on with life as usual. However, for those living in Europe, the experiences of both world wars are not far removed from today. Bible prophecy speaks of the growing military threat in Europe and the coming of a German-led beast power. Item number 3 of 5. Germany invites disgruntled U.S. researchers to come to Europe. A change of presidential administrations in the United States has resulted in dramatic changes to government-funded medical and scientific research priorities. After returning to the White House, President Trump's administration has cut funding for certain areas of research, resulting in an abrupt end to the research projects of many scientists, and Europe clearly sees this as an opportunity. The U.S. has long been the envy of the world in many scientific fields, and American researchers have produced many of the world's most advanced technologies and breakthroughs. In a forward-thinking move, European nations are working to persuade newly disgruntled U.S. scientists to work in Europe. As Germany's former Minister of Education and Research observed, Germany needs to become, quote, an attractive destination country for those who can no longer work there, that is, in the U.S., end quote. Published by German Foreign Policy, March 19, 2025. As a recent article in Politico stated, quote, from universities to cities, regions, countries, and now the European Commission, the message is loud and clear. Europe welcomes U.S.-based talent and is pulling out all the stops to attract America's best and brightest, end quote. April 4, 2025. Independent European universities are offering millions of euros to incoming U.S. researchers, and the EU has pledged 500 million euros for science and research funding, according to Deutsche Welle, May 5, 2025, at a time when the economies of many EU nations are struggling. After World War II, scientists immigrating to the United States helped turn the nation into the scientific powerhouse it is today. In the years ahead, a reversal of this process could propel Europe to the top once again, scientifically. Politico, April 17, 2025, and even militarily and economically. Europe may appear to be foundering, but its future will change the world in ways many today would never imagine. Item number 4 of 5. A growing Eastern Alliance. For decades, South Korea and Japan have been closely aligned with the United States in ideological opposition to China. For its part, China has traditionally supported North Korea, the enemy of South Korea. However, key global allegiances are realigning before our eyes, in line with prophetic conditions this work has warned about for decades. Leaders from China, Japan, and South Korea met in March to discuss common economic and security issues and growing global uncertainty. From Reuters, March 22, 2025. The Japanese foreign minister commented, quote, I believe we may truly be at a turning point in history, end quote. The leaders agreed to hold a summit later in the year. They also discussed the powerful impact their three nations could have on geopolitics if they work together, and China expressed the desire to increase the membership of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, a 15-nation free trade agreement that includes these countries. Bible prophecy foretells an unprecedented military powerhouse originating from a region east of Jerusalem and the Euphrates River at the end of the age. This group of kings from the east, so to speak, will eventually enter the Middle East and gather at Armageddon with the rest of the kings of the earth and the whole world. Revelation 16, verses 12 to 16. To travel together to Jerusalem and confront the returning Messiah. As we watch the realignment of economically and militarily powerful nations in Asia, these pivotal Bible prophecies should be kept in mind. Item number 5 of 5. Science plays God. When the movie Jurassic Park was first released in 1993, moviegoers reveled in the idea that science could resurrect the dinosaurs. Most, however, understood that the idea of recreating dinosaurs from fossilized DNA was far-fetched. Fast forward 30 years, and that once far-fetched idea is becoming reality. The Austin, Texas firm Colossal Biosciences has set its sights on the de-extinction, quote-unquote, of animals they deem to have had a beneficial impact on the biosphere. To accomplish this, scientists are using advanced gene editing technology to modify the DNA of existing species. From DW.com, April 8, 2025. In their first public attempt, scientists took recaptured DNA from a tooth and an ear bone of direwolf specimens housed in museums. They then edited the genetic code of the gray wolf to better match that of the extinct wolf species, making just 20 changes across 14 genes. The fertilized embryos were then placed into surrogate hounds, and 62 days later, the world saw the birth of direwolf pups for the first time in several millennia. The company warns that they do not know how long the pups will live because this is a genetic experiment, but to date, Romulus and Remus, along with their younger sister Khaleesi, are growing large quickly. They, quote, will be larger and more muscular than related modern gray wolves if and when they reach adulthood, end quote. The company is now working on the de-extinction of the woolly mammoth and plans to have a live baby by 2028. It hopes to use its technology to help reverse man-made extinctions brought about over the past couple of centuries. The work of Colossal Biosciences is exciting yet sobering. When humans gain the power to recreate extinct creatures, and even create new creatures, by rewriting genetic code, what could come next? What must man think of himself when he can bring about such fantastic accomplishments? And who decides what lines can or cannot be crossed? There were reasons why God chose to confuse human language at the Tower of Babel. Genesis chapter 11, verses 5 through 9. Seeking to play God without the wisdom of God is a dangerous game. End of Tomorrow's World Newswatch, July-August 2025.